Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. The three leadership roles really that you hold are your family, your church, and the community. You're on national radio, and so people listen to you. Of those three things, family, church, community, what would you say is the highest priority for you?
Oh, undoubtedly my family. The first institution God created before there was ever civil government, before there was ever a monarchy, an order of prophets, even the ecclesia, the first institution that God created was the family. The first command God ever instructed mankind concerned the family. When we understand the primacy that God places on the family, that primacy should inform and guide our understanding first and foremost, and secondarily our response to God's view of family and serving our families well. I say every day on my radio program, right at the beginning, especially, and I find it to be especially pertinent during this election season we happen to find ourselves in, that what goes on in your house is far more important than what happens in the White House.
That's right.
What you alluded to, us having lost our way in a lot of ways, if we were candid about it, we've actually forfeited our way into a lot of the trouble that we find ourselves in. Many of us have adopted a kind of corporatist mindset concerning our own lives and as well as those immediately surrounding us, in thinking that the pinnacle of importance are those things that extend beyond the parameters of our home, which in reality, what has happened to our society, we have scores of families who have neglected their homes, and what we are suffering the consequences of are people who have neglected the first institution that God created in an effort to attend to second and third institutions, and finding in them a source or a sense of hope that really should be anchored in what happens in our homes. So that's a long way to say that of the various roles that I play and God has called me to, the first and foremost role that I play is in serving my family as a shepherd for my family and a prophet, priest, and protector and provider in my home.
Yeah, amen. Okay, so let's park there for a little bit. Talk about that. How do you go about leading your family spiritually?
Yeah, so as you know, and I said this earlier, my family and I, we are a homeschooling family, and it's almost homeschooling. It's kind of a diminishment as to what we're seeking to do. What we're endeavoring to accomplish is discipling the offspring God has entrusted to my wife and I.
That's right.
And education is central to discipleship. The concept of a bifurcation between the cultivation of spiritual discipline and academic matriculation is an unbiblical concept. There's no division in God's word between those two concepts. And there wasn't a division in those understandings in America for a long time until somewhat recently. So we're endeavoring to disciple our children, and based on the scripture, Deuteronomy 6, you know, Malachi 2, Ephesians 6, Psalm 127, Psalm 128, the most foremost component of discipleship is time. Mm-hmm. It's time. And so one of the most critical components of my ministerial service to the Lord is through my family. So I am primarily responsible for the Bible teaching of my family. We endeavor every day. Really, it really turns out to be about 5 days a week that I lead our family in a time of worship and biblical instruction on a daily basis. Because the scripture requires that of us. Ephesians 6 says, fathers, do not exasperate your children, rather rear them in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And that word, that's the phrase in English transliterated into English, nurture and admonition, is the Greek word paideia, which means the training of the entirety of the mind and the morals, just to kind of summarize it. And so it is my responsibility to lead out in that fashion. And so I do that on a daily basis. I also think it's important for our children to understand that worship is a man's job. That I endeavor to lead our children in singing psalms and hymns and worship to our Lord so that they can understand that worship isn't something that is limited to any particular image bearer, but that men have a role to play in worshiping. And so that's the primary role I play. In addition to those, there are certain subjects that I handle with our children, that simply because God has gifted me and trained me in a particular area as opposed to my wife.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.